Look, it's live. It's a live podcast. Hi everyone.
Hi.
And your mum. And your mum too.
Spit everywhere.
That's a very different podcast. Welcome to Australian Transformers Weekly, not the Brad Spits Water Everywhere podcast. I'm trying to drag that one back from the gutter. We are your first choice for Transformers news and Brad doing dummy spits in Australia. This is episode 121. I have been away for a few weeks. I've been sick, so I'm getting back in the saddle. I haven't done this for a while. I've just figured out where I've put my bloody camera. Now I'm looking at the camera.
Hi.
So this week your hosts are an out of practice Jason. Brad, how are you doing, Brad?
Yes, we have been trying to get over the flu just after about a week of nice spring weather. We went back into winter again and it just hit me hard. So
it's been really cold up here too. Like the last couple of days have been very cold at night, and I think some of the colder days in the last month during the day for the maximum temperature as well.
Yeah, now we've got an Arctic blast to come back through and yeah, just played havoc with everything. So
here's the thing, right? It's not spring. This is episode 121. It is the 1st of September. But thing is that spring doesn't actually start on the 1st of September. Australia is just sort of like a little bit, we're a little bit carefree with our season naming, and we're like, it's September, it's spring. It's actually not spring until sort of like mid to late December. September. It's not spring until mid to late September, and it's like it is actually based on the phase of the moon. So like around the 20th, 21st of September, it's going to be lovely.
Yep.
You're killing me.
It'll be fantastic. Yeah.
Sun's still going to be cold for longer. That sucks.
It is going to be cold for about two or three more weeks. So sorry about that. So how are you doing, John? I didn't actually introduce you.
That's fine.
How's it going up north? You said it's cold up north as well. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, it's always cold for me. No, it has been pretty cold up here. I mean, the daytime's still fine, like once you're in the sunlight. But yeah, nighttime, like once the sun goes down, yeah, it's still pretty cold.
Yeah, when the sun goes down. When the sun goes down, it's not nice. Sorry, I'm moving my camera there, and I forgot to position myself properly. There we go. There's the
nice.
There's the good old shelves up there. Yeah. I got actual Transformers to show off now.
Nice.
So yes. Look, the next question in the run sheet is what have you been up to this week? But like, I haven't been on the podcast for about 3 weeks. Like, I've had the flu. I've been unable to clear my throat. That was a well-timed cough, and I think a few of us were sick last week, and we just all decided not to do it because basically the podcast would have been a bunch of people coughing and spluttering their way through some pretty mediocre Transformers news. So we didn't do it.
Coughing, croaking.
And here we are this week, and there's not really that much news this week for us either. So
Whatevs.
I don't know, Brad. What's been happening down south?
We might actually get the third time in the history of the podcast where I fall asleep tonight. It's been a hectic, busy week. Events got the bowling alleys in Melbourne at Kingpin Bowling at Crown Entertainment Plaza booked for the birthday meetup down there. We've got the members giveaway for September. We're now running. So check out the Facebook group for that. And just trying to get stuff organized for the Christmas donation drive, which is fast approaching. So apart from that, work and not much sleep.
I am actually because I've been sick, I've actually been going to bed early the last few weeks, and like it's kind of amazing. And now I'm a little bit better. I'm sort of like it's 10 o'clock. I kind of want to go to bed.
There's that movie that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in. I think it was called Time or something, and he shared time, but it didn't make sense. But Can we share some sleep time? Can I get 2 hours off someone?
No, it's my sleep. Leave me alone.
Oh. Boo.
Yeah. All right, shall we talk about some Transformers stuff?
Let's get into this, shall we?
Sure. Let's talk about some Transformers stuff. First thing is the Transformers Collectors Club Australia Take Your Bot to Work Day, which runs every Wednesday in the Facebook group. And because we haven't done the podcast for a couple of weeks, this one bears special mention. This is Rob Kindleyside's winning post from a couple of weeks ago, which is, excuse me, that's probably going to happen a little bit tonight, which is Pepsi Prime
with some Pepsis.
With some Pepsis. I was going to say like in his prime surrounds or something, but I've also just realized that they're actually Pepsi Max bottles. So I think we should have deducted a point.
I was thinking why he put them with Pepsi Max instead of Pepsi, but yeah.
Yeah. He's a slightly off brand. If you look over to the right, like I think there's actually a Pepsi bottle on the right. Rob. It's
different label anyway, but memory serves right, he did win this mint in box in the Christmas giveaway we done.
Oh, nice.
We did.
No, we did.
He won it.
We done it, apparently.
Yeah, we done it. I'm glad I brought this to your attention.
Yeah. We all are.
That made me laugh because when I laugh, I cough. I've killed Jason. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
That's a good shot, yes. Though.
It is a good shot. I think this one was slightly controversial, actually, because Rob posted it early. Prompting a discussion about the rules for Take Your Bot to Work Day. Ultimately, I'm happy if people participate. So good.
Yeah. It was in the same week. It was just a couple days early.
So the next shot, because we have been off the air for a couple of weeks, this is Richard Bursage, who is a multi Take Your Bot to Work Day winner. Is that Titans Return broadside?
That is.
Yeah. That's broadside on a what appears to be some kind of submersible.
Yes, yeah. Very fitting.
Isn't he an aircraft carrier?
Yeah, he'd probably have some sort of submersible on there.
Yeah, but you don't want your aircraft carrier to submerse.
That's why you send the little drone that he's got, see?
I'll say more for last night.
Maybe, yeah. So this appears to have been taken somewhere with... I can't actually remember the name of the bridge, whatever. Like I said, I'm a little bit out of practice today, but it does seem to have been taken somewhere around Glebe, perhaps in Sydney, because you can see the city and the bridge there. So, yeah, cool. Nicely done and much appreciated. So thank you both to Rob for Pepsi Prime and Richard for Broadside.
Very nice.
Every Wednesday in the group, you are encouraged to take your bot out of its display shelf and take a photo of it out in the real world, just like these gentlemen have done. So,
yeah,
Brad is desperately trying to get in news about the giveaway in like week 30 or something in the background.
No, I'm just going to say that we are sourcing a lot of figures at the moment and pulling them up, and we will have a announcement very shortly of what the prize will be. For the big giveaway in December.
It is actually funny because when we talked about the end of the year giveaway for Take Your Bot to Work Day, and it was at the start of the year and it was so far away. Like the end of the year is just like, we'll worry about it when we get to it. Yeah, no, it's 3 months away now. So
That's the thing. It's just we didn't want to say right here, well, we'll get a I don't even know what's coming. We haven't got any masterpiece news for the rest of the year, so it's like just trying to find a figure that's sort of current release that's going to be out at the end of the year to use as a prize. And
spoiler, it'll be the last night.
Well, there'll be some good prizes.
There's some good ones there. So,
all right, let's talk about some figure news. Takara's Legends Dinosaur, which is their name for Trypticon, His box has been revealed this week, as well as the actually the box has already been revealed. I think it's is it actually shipping yet?
Possibly.
No one knows. That's okay. Yeah. Here's a good picture of the bot of the box. You can see all the bots. And you see the detail on.
It says Trypticon on the box there.
Yeah,
it does actually. That is an interesting point because we do keep getting told that it's Dinosaur, which maybe that was the original G1 name for it, and maybe now they just call it Trypticon. Or that actually says Dinosaur in the Japanese text exactly. Next to LG43. They have been known to display the English name on there as well. Now, so
girl just jumping off the bridge or flying.
Oh,
like in that comic. Yeah.
So Trypticon does come with a comic, and apparently that girl is Nightbeat's headmaster.
Oh, cool.
Where's the robot? I don't want to even want to go into this. Just.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Someone
posted a couple of shots of this comic with an English translation in the group earlier this week, which is why we know that's Nightbeat's headmaster. There apparently seems to be something going on with a group of rogue breakaway Decepticons led by Wolfwire building Trypticon, and apparently building Trypticon is something that's been quite difficult for the Decepticons to do. So when on this page someone brings it to Megatron's attention, he is understandably annoyed by it. But the best part of it is that apparently in the comic, Megatron is referred to as CEO Megatron. Which, I think just makes him the ultimate evil, really.
Yeah. He's a corporate scumbag.
He is the CEO of the Decepticons. So he's amazed that Wolfwire has actually managed to build Trypticon. So I assume that the plans for it have been around for a while, and the Decepticons have gone through planning permit phases, and just sort of been unable to get their processes off the ground. So once of course we realize that Trypticon is being built, we've put Metroplex into action. There's a bit of fun battle that goes on between Full Tilt and one of the Autobots. Galvatron appears for not much of a reason. All the characters that have come before Trypticon in the Legends range make an appearance in the comics so that you can remember to buy them. And then apparently there's a fictitious female version of Kim Jong-un. Who's ready to launch missiles all over the place. And also Inspector Gadget turns up and he's dressed like Alpha Trion.
Oh, my God. I feel bad. If I knew this was here, I would have translated all this.
You would have translated it.
Yeah. God damn it. But
how would you have translated it?
With the app on my phone. I can take a photo of it and it tells me what it says.
In Wordlands.
Or something like that, but there'd be errors, I could guarantee. Because they never
do it now with my phone, like on the screen.
But no, as you said, it's good to see like other bots going all the way back to sort of generations. Black Arachnia
continues to include cartoons. Oh yeah, it does work.
Look at all those tankles there. Like that's you got 9 or 10 tankles it's there with really with bad. With her octane, that's interesting.
There's a couple of, apparently a couple of them. I don't know. It looks like the humans have been cloning Transformers or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the pack-in comic that comes with Trypticon.
Trypticon himself. I think it's only the what's the purple card? Dead End.
The purple card, it's Full Tilt, isn't it?
Full Tilt. I'm pretty sure it's only detail on Full Tilt. It's different, is it, between the Hasbro and the Takara?
No, he's a different purple or something, I think, a bit darker or lighter.
Okay, so there are some more differences.
I think, I'm not sure.
But molding and figure itself, there's no difference at all, I don't think.
No.
Fair enough. What do we got? What is actually the story? It is The story is actually just the box and the comic. There's no info about the release in there, but pretty sure he's due. Is it, maybe it's September?
He can't be too far away, yeah. I'm pretty sure reviewers have already got him in hand now.
So that is the Takara version of Trypticon. As Brad said, like, if there's not really that much of a difference between this guy and Hasbro, I think this guy will end up quite expensive to obtain, unless you've managed to, like, you know, get him on pre-order or somewhere. But yeah, if there's not really that many differences, you probably might want to go for the Hasbro version.
Yep.
Let's see. So Toys Alliance has shown off the second figure in their Mega Action series. Now, remember, these are fully licensed statues based on somewhat based on G1 characters. Megatron, I think they've taken a little bit more license.
They're figures. Them. They're not statues. Come on, man.
You're right. They're not statues. They are posable.
They're posable, yeah.
And all these sort of things move around and can be attached and detached. Sorry, I didn't mean to say statues. But the
so when it stands there, you don't touch it, it's a statue.
So while the Optimus Prime was very faithful to the G1 design, but he sort of had a little bit of a comic feel to him. I think the same is true of Megatron, because that head looks definitely comic based, and there's sort of a bunch of interesting proportions on the body. I kind of feel like his hips are a little bit too wide.
Yeah, thrusting forward.
I'll admit I don't like that he doesn't look G1, like, because the Prime looked a lot more G1, like, where this looks a lot different.
He did, but the Prime also had statues. His shoulders were sort of up a little bit higher than a G1 Prime would have been, and so, like, I do sort of see the comic proportions in him. But this Megatron doesn't really seem quite based on, you know, sort of much of anything that we're really familiar with. Do you have any idea what's going on with the black parts beneath his chest plate?
You're the comic guy.
Yeah, no, I
think that's gotta be comic.
It's not straight up from the comics, this figure.
I reckon it's just a different color, trying to show you the, you know, hardware inside or something. Like, you know, you can take his chest off.
I'm actually wondering if the red thing is meant to be the black hole generator that he's apparently permanently connected to. Now, that is a really nice pose, though.
There's some articulation there. It's really good.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's just a case of, hey, here's a $150 poseable statue that...
You said statue as well.
Yeah. I'm going to say statue. We need to have this detail in it to make it $180 instead of making it...
Oh, it's just gone up by $30.
You find me another statue that has 72 points of articulation.
and $150.
Yeah, it's not...
Yeah, I know.
You can take your $1,000 statues and go fuck them.
Yeah, I know. This comes all the way back to the fact that they've got the license. It's like Prime 1 and 3A. They've got the license, yet there's still an artistic flair they throw on their own bots to not go 100% to original characters.
I guess because they can't transform, they think, well, we might as well do something. We've got to change it, and hopefully people like it more or something, you know, to get it.
But that's if this was 100% G1 Megatron, you'd be more inclined to buy it to put beside that Prime than what this is.
Yeah, I agree. I'm just thinking maybe they think the opposite, though. They think, oh, you know, like, we've got to change it to get them those buyers.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, we see people that won't buy it even if it was G1. They're like, does it transform? Oh, no, I won't get it then.
Yeah, I'm
but
not
that's,
buying it.
That's a flawed, yeah, that's a flawed argument, though. But it's...
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair to just not get it because you don't like it. It's like those people that pout, like, oh, Transformer doesn't transform. I'm not getting that. It's like, well, don't be stupid.
I will say this. I reckon the head sculpt is awesome.
Yeah, it's the best part.
Yep. It's not G1, but it's sort of it's a more realistic looking Megatron head.
It still looks good. It annoys me that it'll look odd next to Prime, I think. They won't both look like they're from the same.
Is there a comparison photo here later, further down, or not?
Unless someone's put it in the comments of TFW, but I don't think so.
Anyone knows. Okay.
Nobody's got one, and so unless it's actually been released by Mega Action, then, yeah.
I thought it'd already been out.
So, info we've got, you are correct on this, 72 points of articulation, and there's light-up features on the scope and the eyes, and it's coming out in December.
But like the Prime, like it's half a metre tall, so just having this in that Prime, if you're not a collector, if you're just nostalgic or whatever else, you want a Megatron and a Prime, okay, well, you can go for 36 and MP10 just for that one-off Megatron and Prime to have if you're not into the rest of the line, but yeah.
Anyway, look, I think this Megatron does actually have an audience. There are people who do appreciate the design, do enjoy it. I never got Mega Action 1. I'm not really interested in Mega Action 2, but I do understand that there is a good audience of people out there who'll be interested in it.
I'm hoping to get Mega Action 1. If I do, I'll then track this one down when that time comes. But until I figure out what's happening with that, I don't want to order this one because I only want them to have Megatron and Prime next to each other. That was my whole original idea. Right.
Yep. Two final points on my side. One, this is 3 times bigger than the Masterpiece version. And two, it's $60 cheaper. It's
not 3 times bigger than this.
Yeah, man, he's huge. If you like
48 centimeters tall.
There's
a John. So you said that's half a meter. Like,
oh, it's 2 centimeters off being half a meter.
Yeah, no, I know, but like, I myself am 2 meters tall or a little bit off it. And so like,
well, it's a quarter of your size then. John, have you got Masterpiece Megatron there? How big is it?
I'm looking at Masterpiece Megatron on the shelf over there. Like,
oh.
I don't know. I don't think it's that much bigger.
Well, that'd be a foot square. No, it's not quite square.
It's still pretty big.
Anyway, my point is it's bigger. It's cheap, a lot cheaper. If you don't held up by the fact that it doesn't have to transform into a gun because you'll get arrested, then go for it.
That is the weirdest justification for this toy. Anyway,
I'm weird. What can I say?
Okay, right. Let's move on. I'm going to do that. Iron Factory? No, these are DX9. These are DX9 Dinobots, which means, and they are, they're War in Pocket Dinobots. G1 style. What do you guys think?
I think they look fantastic.
There looks to be a lot of shared engineering, especially in the legs. Knees,
Brad, they're tiny. Of course there's shared engineering.
No, like shared to the fans toys ones, just how tails and bits are sort of all fold up, legs fold up into the...
I mean, you can only really do it so many ways, though.
Yeah, well, you just downscale, upscale. As you were, this sort of...
But yeah, I think for like anyone that collects Legends, like you'd have to get these if you're a Dinobot fan. Like they look, you know, I mean, I don't know what other companies do them as well, like in G1, but these ones look pretty fantastic.
I reckon they do look good. The part that gives me pause is the fact that they are $35 each.
US dollars. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You just said 35 when we were on.
Yeah.
That is at least $11,000 a piece.
but that's for the five. That's about 200.
25.
Where 000. You're looking at 15 to 2,000 for the fans toys ones and. That yeah.
Still yeah.
though. Is that pretty cool? It might be just my monitor. Is that red awfully pinkish?
It is pink, yeah.
It is like I was just looking at say Grimlock. Like the thing that you're not getting with these versions of these characters is you're not getting the sort of the shiny metallic parts, which people love that. People love that metallic finish on Dinobots. And so Grimlock just sort of, I feel like Grimlock loses something without having that that shiny aspect to his chest and all the bots' legs and arms and
the you're already legs. Complaining about the price. Imagine how much it'd be if they shined them up.
Oh, even diecast. You can guarantee these have got no diecast in them whatsoever.
You can't diecast these. But
like, no, but even if they give them a good paint job, then it'll cost
more. Yeah, yeah. No, but that's the thing, right? If they give them a good paint job and they cost more, then like I'd probably be happy to pay that then because they'd look better.
But for representations of the G1 characters, these look...
They do look great.
They look spot on. My only concern with these is that color of red. If it was a deeper red, I'd be happy to have these for $200 on my shelf above the Fans Toys ones. Not Fans Toys. Who's the Fans Project that have gone for the gold color and not the chrome gold?
Yeah, that's
someone done it. Whoever the combining one. I think the combining one went
for Shuriking. I'm pretty sure that's chromed.
These do look more G1 though, like the cartoon, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah. And space to space, so.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Way less space than the Fans Toys masterpiece.
Oh, don't worry. The full shelf over there of them. Yeah. The thoughts on the shelf.
Yeah, the main argument for the DS9 and Iron Factory little legend scales bots does appear to be space saving.
Hmm.
You get to have a Transformers collection in.
Well, now that
the space.
Now that it's starting to look this good, you know, it's definitely something you can consider. Right?
And now it just tweaks a memory from the group a little while ago where someone said one of the Dinobots didn't have a sword.
I was actually just looking at that. They all seem to have the same sword.
Slug doesn't though. Oh, not Slug. Sludge
in his other hand.
No, I don't think it is.
You don't see it though. You don't see it.
And also, Swoop is missing a weapon as well.
Yeah, you can see that. If you want, you can see it behind.
Actually, no, you can actually see the sword in Swoop's hand. It's behind
his elbow. Yeah.
But he's also missing a gun. So, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. But there's the accessories. Most of this stuff gets put in a box for me, so. No, these look great. I'd love to see the dino. Is there a dino mode shot, please? Please?
There is.
Let's find
please.
It.
Please? No, not that one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'd love the gold to be a chrome gold, not a amber gold, like flat gold, but. They still look great. They all look good.
Actually, no. Yeah, look, you're right. There is a bit of chrome on them, isn't there?
Mm. Yeah, in places.
I think it's a pass from me. I think for $35 each, I expect a bit more.
Yeah, no, that yellow or gold color is the only thing that's sort of. If that was a chromed gold, then. I'll be buying these tomorrow and trying to sell something. But they all look just the molds colours aside, they all look pretty good.
This is a bit awkward. Like see the can you see my mouse pointer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the yellow on the back here compared to the
oh yeah, yeah.
Because that's really grey plastic that's been painted yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, no, as I said, like colours aside, molding. My biggest problem here is probably Swoop with his massive backpack. It's a lot bigger than the Fans Toys one.
Grimlock's toes have the same problem.
The legs are doing the same thing, yeah.
In fact, all of them do.
They all do.
Yeah. Yeah, what a shame. What a shame.
But this might be production too. Something might change by release.
Sure. Nah, I don't think it's going to. Let's move on. Let's have a look at the Iron Factory EX20F, the Fang of Tyranny.
The Fang.
they're just going to fang it. We are
talking. Are the Coneheads licensed? Like, is that a copyright name?
No, I don't think Coneheads.
Yeah, I don't think they're called the Coneheads.
Didn't they actually call them Coneheads on the Platinum set? And that was like the first time that Hasbro had actually used that designation for them or something?
I believe they did. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, it's just interesting. That's all.
Yeah. So we've got Iron Factories. Iron Factory Seekers. These guys look good. We were talking about them a little bit before the show. And while they look good, I feel like they look too much like their Combiner Wars versions.
They also remind me of the iGear Raptors.
Yeah, and that was the thing. The Raptor Squadron was always the one that you could always get for the iGear Masterpiece Style Seekers, wasn't it? Because no one wanted the design.
Mm.
Now, would that be because of the sort of like the mold detail, the mold itself?
Yeah, so it was you were talking earlier about
the shapes of the intakes and the cockpit.
Yeah, and that's like the Raptors were like that. They were a bit, yeah, more instead, you know, centered, like angular, like these, like
they did. They were very sort of more stylized. Now, I actually quite like the arm articulation on these, and sort of the posability options with the legs look quite good as well. You can see there's a waist swivel as well. They just don't really look G1 enough to me.
I still like that it comes with builder figure parts for Sunstorm and that. Like, that's still a nice little add-in for it.
For such small figures, they're quite expressive as well.
Mm. And they're super.
The pose is pretty good.
Well, Ramjet, they look the least detailed, but
I'm not sure I agree. Like he looks. The base. You can see that the base mold is the same. You got the wing.
Yeah, I think the white just brings that appearance. Like,
yeah, just go back one more photo. I'll back to the next spot.
Yeah, see, like they're the same legs and that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They're basically the exact same body, just with different wings.
Okay, so it's the white that's doing it.
Yeah, but white often has that effect on figures. Like, white's kind of a daring color to use for a figure these days, but it does often just show up the lack of detail when you see it. And white's often something that people will choose to panel line.
Mm. Yeah. But you're saying sort of more detailed. I'd say it's more comic.
I think that's what we agreed is the same thing.
Okay. All right.
But see, like when I say detail, like if you look around the legs and this things, there's, you know, there's like five notches here, this design here, and you know, there's this part sticking out here. Like, there is detail.
They're more like futuristic than they are like
old. Yeah. Well, it's not something to be drawn on a G1 Ramjet. It'd be on a comic Ramjet because they get paid more for drawing more lines on the figures, so.
I don't think that's true.
I'm going to say it's true.
I don't think that's true.
I think they just get paid more in general.
I think that's actually like really quite insulting to artists, but yeah.
Hashtag cutthecomicbudget.com.
Did you just confuse a URL with a hashtag?
Nope.
Good, okay. Because that would that would be silly if you did, so it's a good thing you didn't.
Yep, I know. Resign, but that's
So John, you were saying that there's a builder bots for both for Starscream and for Sunstorm.
No, well, there's Starscream,
it's Ghost Starscream,
yeah, Ghost Starscream, yeah. and Sunstorm.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, you get the Sunstorm, the rest of the Sunstorm parts in this, and then in the other one, you got the other half of Sunstorm and some parts of Ghost Starscream, and then the other parts of Ghost Starscream that haven't released yet, I don't think.
Okay. So for those
playing at home, Max got the first Free Seekers a fortnight ago and had mix and match parts, made some sort of Ghost Starscream warp out of them.
Yeah.
So just looking at the jet mode on Sunstorm here, like,
ew.
I'm not really sure. I don't know what those
silver bits are on the top.
They look like they might even be part of the feet. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, because that's one thing that threw me off. I was like, what is that?
Why would they be silver and not amber like the rest? But then there's no prominent silver parts like that on the front of the bot, so.
I'm not super taken by the vehicle mode, I'll be honest. Like, I feel like it's probably a little bit short.
But then you sort of look back what we've got officially. You've got the classic Seekers, then you've got the four Cybertron stuff, its own sort of slime, but then you've got the leader stuff now, sort of, and then going into Prime Wars with what we've seen of that, which I'm not a fan at all. And this is sort of bridging on that. A little bit, sort of a hybrid between maybe the leader stuff and the force, the power of the primes seeker mold. that we're seeing coming up. I don't. I appreciate it's not something we've seen before 100%. Like, it's something sort of new, but we've seen some. I just
don't like it. It looks like it should be like 10% longer.
yeah, especially alt mode. But then that's, we go back to the age old question: who displays their stuff in alt mode? But they want them to transform. So
I like how you've made it the fans' fault that the alt mode sucks.
Oh yeah, yep. I'll do that. I'll do that right now.
Let's move on and see whether or not there's another unpopular opinion that Brad can trip. So this is G Creation Fuma. Now, TFW posted this during the week and said that the six-shot wars appear to be in full swing, and they do, because I have no fucking idea which one this is. There's so many six-shots around now. I kind of don't care, but this guy looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think this one's one of the best ones to come out so far. Definitely good one. Like, I've got the MMC one that I'm trying to sell, but like, if I had this, I'd be much more inclined to keep it.
I kind of feel like the vehicle mode looks a bit like an MMC vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it still looks the same, but it's just a bit more like smooth, I feel. Like, it just nicer. Like, the MMC one still looks a bit blocky, like...
Yeah.
The easiest way I could describe it, like, for not being mean, like, as if it was made out of Lego or something. You know what I mean? It has really defined edges, where this one has curves to it and stuff. Like, it's just a bit more smoother, more subtle.
Yeah. No, yeah, that seems fair enough. So they've gone space gun instead of submarine.
Although the
way this shot actually looks, it looks like there's a blue bot standing up at the back holding a gun.
Yeah,
because you can see you can sort of see these legs sitting.
He needs to spread his legs, man. He's going to fall over when that gun kicks back.
Yeah, no,
that's okay. She's mounted to a tripod. Una monopod, whatever the one is.
I don't mind that mode. That mode's pretty decent.
And that mode's even got little street sweepers at the front, so you don't get stuck. You know.
And that looks like rubber tires.
Yeah, but I was like, it looks like.
But the
track, you're using imagination.
I'm going to use my imagination even further. Those tracks look like rubber, and on cogs, they look like they spin.
Okay.
If that's possible, then that's awesome.
It's possible.
He's got them on his arms. I'd love to hear from someone.
I don't really like rubber spinning on cogs. It never works out as good as it feels like. You know?
Well, just the way it oblongs. Like, it's not. It doesn't look like molded plastic on those tracks. It just.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looks like the wheels are rubber too.
Yeah. Yep.
Michael will be happy.
Price. Yay.
Price is probably way too much. So, there's
wait, just, yeah, $209 USD.
Yeah. So I've just got zero.
At least
he got ninja.
And then you got to add shipping onto that as well. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a clip on his hip for ninja stars.
That's a comparison point that nobody can appreciate because nobody has their prime.
And he's got articulated hands.
Are they?
Yeah, definitely there. Yep.
I'll bag this all I want, but I kind of want it now. Having looked at it.
Yeah,
it's a great, cool. It's a great looking bot, and it has some great looking articulation. I've just got zero interest in six shot at all. I haven't even brought the Titans Return one.
Also, Holy crap! Where did you not brought it to?
Oh, my fucking God.
Holy shit, he's massive, man. There's a shot of him next to fucking MMC Carnifex, and he's as big as that.
That one?
No, that wasn't Carnifex.
That is.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That makes me want him now.
Okay, so how much bigger is Carnifex from the Hasbro leader?
Oh, it's huge. Same for Carnifex only just fits in a detail shelf, like...
Carnifex is the size of
P.
Magnus.
Yeah, Carnifex doesn't really fit in a detail shelf unless you like deliberately, make him fit.
He's also, big. just so you know, that's him up on the top of the shelf there. That's Carnifex.
Okay, I'd have to rewatch Headmaster because I thought they were all the same size. But anyway, all right.
Oh my god, I didn't realize he was that big.
Yeah, no, it just kind of made me want it more.
Yeah, that
36 inches tall.
That's sweet.
He's a big boy.
Brad.
Oh, okay, yep. Correction. I've seen that. 36 centimeters tall.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that was centimeters. Also, thank you to G Creation for using capital centimeters on one of them and lower centimeters on the other. Good.
So you know what the difference is. Yep.
Yeah. Also, it's kind of a, like, it's kind of a cheat because they've taken the shots with their legs spread and measured six shot from a different point, but I guess they haven't measured them at all. They're just putting the relative scales, so fair enough. So G Creation Fuma is yet another masterpiece style six shot out there, and according to this post on TFW, he is actually slated for release in October. He is, however, $210.
Worth it.
Ooh.
No, how big he is, it's worth it.
Yeah, 250, 270. Yeah. Especially when you look at Magnus being around the 250 mark as well, it's sort of...
Yeah, there you go. It does have rubber tires and tracks, strong die-cast joints, die-cast in the carves and sword blades.
Yeah.
I got
no doubt anyone that loves the character is going to be on top of this one over the others.
Strong die-cast joints, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And Mastermind Creations, they've done some great stuff with bots. There's no hold up on what their quality is like, so this bot should be great.
Well, the MMC is, this isn't MMC.
Yeah, this is G Creation.
Yeah.
But they just put it next to the MMC Carnifex.
Ah, I've read the wrong piece of the article. Yep.
No harm. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, still great looking bot.
Still looks great,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
So who makes it?
Yep.
Okay, so let's move on. There's only a couple of other stories to go through and they're all movie related, so we can go through them fairly quickly. Because we've been off the air for a little while, there are shots emerging from the set and the filming locations for Transformers Universe Bumblebee that are showing definite Volkswagen Beetles.
How cool is that, like, camera pod on top of it? Like, imagine that's your job as your cameraman. You can just sit in the top.
No, that's not cameraman. That's driver. Whoever is driving that car is not driving it.
Oh, really? And that's the driver. That's even crazier. That's awesome.
Yes. It's normally set up for self-driving cars in films where you have the driver on top or in the back, very back, like the boot or the back seat.
Man, I want that job.
Volkswagen Beetles don't have the room to make all the stuff in the back seat of it, so they've got a stunt driver actually driving the vehicle on top.
How odd would that be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to have a look how odd it really is, check out Top Gear when they
took off the Germans. Yeah, the feel as well when you're turning and that. Like, yeah, oh, that. I want to do that.
Yeah. No, they raced around the German racetrack with someone driving from up top and not inside. But yeah. Oh.
B movie 2 electric bumblebees is looking better and better.
Oh, no. Good on with the memes and the comments. Yeah. Thank you
reckon that other Volkswagen there's used for it as well, like the set?
That could be an interior shot vehicle.
Because they both have the same, yeah.
Yeah. The one with, like, this one here with the rigging above, it's just for a self-drive, whether it's got a hologram in it or if it's someone actually driving it but not actually driving it.
Oh, it'll be John Cena, man. He's in there. So can't you tell? Look at that arm.
No, I actually can't see him.
No, I'm just being a dick.
I'm sure someone's gone into the any interest in
physics. Your eyes, you can see his reflection in the mirror.
I can't see him at all.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's looked into what year model and everything bug this is and tried to already debunk the film, but the trail of oil from where it's parked back across to where the camera is disturbing. So
it's actually just accurate Volkswagen maintenance.
Yeah.
It's also, also you need to be careful because it's also lied about its emissions.
Yeah.
Also, I actually wonder if that trail of rubbish is actually coming from the skip behind the car.
Yeah, I was like, I think that's just bad place and you know, something else. Yeah, because like, I don't think it drove like,
is it,
all
is,
that
it,
like from one side of the road to the other, just zigzagging. You know,
it actually looks like there might even just be like some kind of a pipe in the garden behind the guys, like there. Like maybe it's coming from there. Either, or it really is coming from the Volkswagen as well. Who knows?
Pretty
just this is a yeah, with my car currently having a water pump issue and dropping that much water on the ground, I wasn't going to fall into the trap and say it's a water issue because Volkswagens don't have water cooling. But that's almost a Mater reference. Anyway, not going there. We've seen a lot of stuff from the Bubbly movie coming out now, on set stuff, different filming locations. That's coming in a year's time, so... Nice. And we're only seeing these. There's been some other vehicles on set. I M5 Mercedes or something as well. Somewhere the run sheet, I don't know why, but yeah.
There's a bit of a fan theory out there that there's going to be an 80s version of Barricade in the movie.
Yeah, well. Yeah, which would add to just that sort of rivalry in the 07 movie, but we'll see. They'll wreck on it somehow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
Yeah.
So it seems very likely that the Volkswagen Beetle will feature in the '80s set Bumblebee movie. Whether or not it's actually Bumblebee remains to be seen.
Good point.
I think it would be a lovely thing if it actually is Bumblebee's alt mode for the movie. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Some movie news. There is a 5 movie collection with Blu-ray and digital HD coming out in a steel box for all of the Transformers movies so far. And we were just commenting before the podcast began. They've gone to a lot of lengths to obscure Shia LaBeouf on this.
Yeah, but you say that, but he's got more photos than anyone else because he's got him hugging Kayla at the top.
Wait, is that him on the right as well?
Yeah, Prime's right here, jamming your spark up into Megatron's chest. So he's got two pictures here where you've got Lennox in the middle of his forehead.
Marky Mark has got two as well.
Yep. Bumblebee, you got Megan Fox leaning over Bumblebee's hood from the first movie where she's trying to check his carburetor. And
it seems interesting that they've got. Seems interesting they're using the Nemesis Prime
version
from the last night when he had about 2 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, exactly. When you got five movies in this DVD, Blu-ray set, and then going off Nemesis Prime version. Yeah.
Yeah, oh well.
that's me done.
Yeah, I got nothing else. It's a bunch of movies.
I just like how it says 5 movie collection because like we all know that there's more movies coming out.
It's not even
the complete collection. It's just a five movie collection.
So there was actually, I think it was over Bond. There was actually a lawsuit recently when someone released the complete James Bond collection, but it was missing a movie as well. So, like, instead of saying complete collection and stuff, because like, at some point it won't be. So it's just like, it's a 5 movie collection.
But that's difficult because there's a couple of movies in there that aren't official Ian Fleming novels that were made outside of the studio, and that's.
They could have just had Michael Bay collection. You know, because now he's not doing the other movies.
So they say that, but like, you know, he ever since the third one, he's been like, this is my last movie.
Yeah, but the Bumblebee one's 100%.
A lot of money, fair enough.
But the Bumblebee one 100% is done by someone else.
Yeah, but then if he comes back for 7, then you've got two movies that aren't part of this collection.
Yeah.
I bet you Bay's got a credit on it somewhere.
That's like, I know people that aren't buying any of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies because they're waiting for the end of Infinity War so they can buy all Phase 3 1, 2, 3 in a box set. Mm. Just so I can get it all in one go. And
fair enough.
Yeah,
I guess they enjoy not having any Marvel movies to watch.
Well, when you got Netflix and whatever else, but anyway, yeah.
or the internet.
All right, we mentioned statues earlier on, so there is.
Yay!
I did not. There was no mention of statues from me.
No, Brad and I accidentally said the word statues several times. unfortunately,
words.
Wait, look at this statue with 72 points of articulation, just like the other one. Oh wait,
it doesn't need to move. It purveys a pose and a posture and a awesomeness.
That's so this right. is. This is the 3A evasion mode Optimus Prime. It does look quite nice, although he does take some license with the evasion mode design.
Yeah. Yep. Again, you've got the license. Make the goddamn movie version.
So is this another 3A Prime standing next to him here?
Yeah. I'd assume that's the...
retooled it, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
It has to be the Dark of the Moon. It's got to be the Dark of the Moon version. That's
kind of like depressing, really.
In a way, yeah.
You're paying that much for a statue and to see that it is just a retool and it's supposed to be a completely different mode.
There's enough done there, though.
The torso, the face, like the...
But that's... Yeah, That's the problem you got with the movie. When Age of Extinction, when he transformed and burst out of that warehouse, that barn, you clearly see it's a Darkened Moon asset with darkened paint job on it. Like it was still that Peterbilt long nose cab truck, but just darkened and rusted up. That's one thing I've said since the movie came out. There's a lot of stuff here with the Age of Extinction version in that classic G1 Prime old mode we get to see that's not on that truck at all.
Yeah, no, that's all right. But my point is if you're paying $1,000 for a statue, it's a bit annoying. If you know you get another one, you can then clearly see as soon as you see it how easy it is to see that it's a retool.
John, have you seen the Hot Men?
No, I've seen the Hot Man, yeah. Woo!
Have you seen the Hot Toys Iron Man figures where everyone's a repaint of
Iron Man? No, but I hear the Hot Man version of them is quite revealing.
They're really rare to get. Jason, they sell out fast.
Yeah, yeah, no, they do.
No, yeah, I've got a few on back order. But
what was it, John? You've got a few Hot Men on back order.
Yeah, yeah. I get that because that's Iron Man. That's why I'm not a fan of Iron Man and all.
I thought it was Hot Man
because they're so but that's like because they're all similar. But that's meant to be a different.
I gotta say, like digressing a little for a minute, man. I can't believe how many bloody Iron Man toys are out there from Hot Toys. And yeah, like Marvel doesn't help this, but they're like, oh, this is suit version 42, and instantly someone at Hot Toys is just like, I can sell.
Yeah,
42 new toys. It's great.
Release the suit 42.
Talking last week to someone who has collected all of the releases of the Iron Man figures for the Hot Toys one, so you're looking 250 to 300 each, plus the Hall of Armor. They've released, I think there's 15 out of 42 that haven't been released yet, and this collector has them all. And it's like, whew. It'd be an awesome display, but yeah, you've got that's 42 hot Iron Man there. Where this one's got a spike in its hand, or this one's got
you got 42 hot Iron Man there.
Yeah, and this one's got a hard hat. I've got the hard hat version. So
he's got the hard hatted Hot Man.
Yeah.
That's all he's wearing.
But anyway, it's just there's no.
You can leave your hat on.
So can I just point out, like when we're looking at the comparison shot between the original and the, I'm just gonna call it the rusted up retool. Like, I think one of the cruelest changes that they've made between the original and the evasion one is they've bent this piece. It's like they're perfectly straight there, but they're like, "That fuck you, we're just going to bend you."
Yeah,
like, it just seems like a cruel change.
It's like the arms isn't even different; they just painted it different there.
Yeah, no, but rusted up a little bit.
Yeah, but of all the evasion mode Optimus Primes that are on the market anywhere, KO, whatever, this is probably the most detailed color-wise to the Age of Extinction Prime. Like, you got Weijang oversized.
I don't know. It's Weijang's not, though. Pretty...
There's too much gloss in it. They haven't aged it and they haven't rusted up enough.
Well, just leave it outside for a week.
You mean the Weijang oversized one?
Yes.
Look, you know, it's a particular look. I mean, like, but Hasbro's original Voyager for this, like, remember, if you wanted the rusted one, you had to go for like the con exclusive. The original one is just straight up red.
Yeah, no, I got the dual pack, and it had the cool color, the proper dirt colored one.
Yeah, but even I've got the Takara. Probably one of the better Takara ones that come in. It's a lot more white than rust, like, or cream. It could need a, and it's got none of the bullet holes or anything as well.
Rust is a really hard effect to do though, cheaply.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, and especially massive
used certain powders and stuff. Yeah.
I reckon they've done it well here, but again, $700 for the statue, so it's trying to
John was saying that it's difficult to do cheaply, and I think this proves the point.
Exactly. Yep.
Right. So Brad, have you got one on order already?
Yeah, no.
Fair enough.
Hey.
Okay. I think we're about done.
I said cut it.
No one cares. It's fine. It's a nice looking statue.
If statues are your thing, get it. But
yeah. Someone's buying them. They keep on making them.
Yeah, no.
Your logic is flawless.
it is very true. And like, I actually kind of wonder if part of the reason these things keep getting made and keep getting sold is that they're selling to people who have giant houses in America. It's like, where are you going to put this thing? John, you've got a shit ton of Detolfs behind you, and you just agreed with me on where are you going to put this thing.
No, I agree. That's it. I've been selling things to make more room. Like, you know.
And these are a foot tall. Like, these aren't Prime One Studios where they're 2.5 foot tall either. Like, we haven't discussed this before because it was left out of the run sheet, but there's hints at a Prime One Studios Onslaught.
Oh god, why?
Yeah, which he is the least fulfilled character in The Last Knight, yet he's getting a Prime One Studios $2,500 version of himself. Like,
see, this to me just reeks of I feel like the way that this stuff gets done is that they'll send out designs for bots that they're going to have in the movie, and All of these places will sign up to create licensed versions of them, but they don't tell them what they're doing with them. It's like, here's what Onslaught looks like in the movie. Yes, we will make a statue of it. It's like, cool, we're going to kill him off like 30 seconds after we have him. Can we still release our statue? Yes. I feel like this happens a lot. Shall we move on and talk a little bit about new acquisitions, because I don't have any, and John, do you have any?
Anything new? Power Glide's coming in apparently in the next week.
Richtofen? I think he'll be out next week.
But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything meant to be coming in, not that I know of.
Brad, you filled a few things. You've got some last night.
Figures. I got a shipment last week. I'm quite happy with it.
Shibbity shibbity chew.
Shibbity shibbity shabba. last night, Voyager Prime. Again, as I was saying when I got Barricade, just the paint, the application of the paint mainly, not so much what the paint is, but just the silver on the chest. It looks really good. It doesn't look like a dunking. It looks like a spraying, if that means anything. But he's got some issues.
They painted him by making him Bob for apples.
Yeah. But I don't watch
those YouTube videos too much where they do those tires in the water and stuff.
No, I just googled hot men and that's what came up.
No, he's probably the best Voyager Prime I've got from the movies all up. I love he's got a little sheath on his back to hold the sword. I'm not a fan of the aqua color on the shield, but he's a quite nice Prime. I do like him.
I kind of feel like we're all a little bit over some of the movie toys. But excuse me, we're all a little bit over the movie toys. But as they're coming out, people are picking them up and they're like, "Yeah, no, you know what? That's actually pretty good."
Yeah. Well, after Age of Extinction, I was sort of hoping that would go up a little bit in the toy class, and then we've got.
Is that the Megatron? Yeah,
that's the Voyager Megatron. I was looking to go for the Leader Megatron, not the Voyager one, but because we've only getting the redo of the Age of Extinction Leader, I didn't want to buy it a second time, so I don't really want a Leader one to go beside nothing.
I thought the general consensus is that the Voyager figure's better anyway.
Yeah, and I've heard people say upscale this to Leader, and I'd be happy with it, but It's got some great detail again. One of the main things the Voyager does is that the face mask closes. But it's a nice Voyager. I love the movie Dark of the Moon Megatron design. Unfortunately, that Voyager does not convey that design. I think this does movie Megatron perfectly. In both modes, even the jet mode that we don't see in the film. Got some nice angle tilt. And he's got a nice little gun on his arm, unlike the Voyager, which I think, the Leader, I think it's a, like the full front of the cockpit of the plane or something. And then we come to Hound. As for robot mode, he's pretty loose. He can't hold his gun. The bot mode, a lot of detail. The beard, which Jason, I know you don't understand the beard. The head. Yes, his head comes off, which is like Headmasters. It's something else to get lost. Overall bot mode for this, I like a lot more than the Age of Extinction one. More so for the color, it's sort of more of an army color where the Age of Extinction was a lot darker green.
He was pretty darker green. This one seems a lot more accurate to his on-screen appearance.
Yeah, even like the bandolier, like the belt, his utility belt across his hips. Like, there's enough detail and color change there. His belt's actually gray where his bandolier and his pouches are green. It's enough of a difference. My biggest issue of this figure is its alt mode. This looks like a blown up Legends class figure in alt mode. Just the panel lines, the rivets holding the wheels on. This thing will never go back in alt mode as long as I've got it. It looks worse than a Warrior figure from ROD. It's got some nice. It's got the, as we've seen from the behind-the-scenes stuff leading into the film, it's got the Decepticon symbols on the door with the crosses through it, but apart from that, it's horrible. So, but it's a good bot hound, so win-win.
I'm not sure that's a win-win. I think it's a win-lose.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I haven't got anything new. I am expecting some new stuff this week. I'm also expecting Richtofen or Powerglide and a couple of other things, but we'll find out next Friday night.
Is that not Power Glide and Oversize model? Just another.
It's the DX9 Power Glide. He's got ripped off.
I got lots of other new things, but just not Transformers.
We saw the model sets.
Yeah.
All right, I think that brings us to the end of the show. There's a little bit of event news coming up. It is the Transformers Collectors Club Australia birthday is fast approaching. So we have an event, Transformers 1989, coming up in Sydney. And Brad, you mentioned earlier you're arranging a bowling party for the Melbourne event.
Yeah, yep. Transformers 1989, check out the events page on the website and the group for that. Some great stuff happened up there in Sydney for Sydney residents, and we're having stuff done here. Chris Turner's got some stuff organised for Brisbane, and we're trying to work some stuff out across Australia. I think there's a meetup also organised for WA as well, so
cool.
Check the events page. Yep.
All right. And last reminder is membership renewal season. Every financial year is a new year for paid membership of the club. If you're not a member of the club, it is just $5 to join. That money goes towards setting up tables at Supernova, amongst other things. And why not do it? If you've come to the podcast via the club, or if you've come to the Facebook discussion group via meeting some of us at Supernova at conventions, then help us do that again for the next year, and support the club, especially if you like to hang out there and chat. A lot of the stuff that the club does is funded out of Brad's pocket, and he doesn't really like us to know that or talk about it. But it would be really nice to have Brad have to outlay less financially to support the club. So,
Yep, and that's it. We've got as I said at the start of the show, we've got a members giveaway going on this month to coincide with the birthday on the 23rd of September. We'll be giving away Junkyard Matrix.
So being a members giveaway, you need to be a member in order to actually participate and have a chance of winning, right?
Yep. And membership details are on the website under the join icon.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening. Transformers Weekly, Australian Transformers Weekly, or Transformers Weekly, I'm sure it's fine. That's produced by Transformers Collectors Club Australia. You can find the website at transformerscca.com. Hopefully next week I will be better and stop stumbling through everything on the run sheet. You can find this podcast, Australian Transformers Weekly, on iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. And you can also find the new podcast, which is aimed a little bit younger, at Transformers Legends on Facebook. And it's also on the TCCA YouTube channel. So, do hand over there and give it a listen.
We missed last week again because of my flu, but we've recently talked about fidget spinners and fidget cubes. Yay.
That is riveting.
That's why it stayed out of this discussion. This week we're going to talk about some concept art with Megatron and some mini Dinobot concept art as well. So stay tuned for that.
All right. So thank you for listening, everyone, and we will this time be back next week. Our apologies for missing the week, but occasionally it happens. And look forward to all the Transformers news that we can find in the coming week next week. Thanks. Bye.
If there's any,
no, I'm sure there will be some.
Yeah. Bye, guys.